Hi everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Here I am talking about when Russia hit Romania, whether deliberately or not. Just a couple of days ago, a Russian drone hitting a block of flats in Romania. Mercifully, nobody was killed. Two people have been wounded. Looks like not that seriously wounded, so probably not going to die. In Galați, which borders Ukraine. So it's this sort of marshy area by the Danube Delta. I've been to Romania a lot. I've never been to Galați, though. So remember, Romania is a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, joined about 2008. And famously, it was at the Bucharest NATO summit that NATO announced that it did want Ukraine to join one day. That was not something that Putin wanted to hear. He'd had seen three other former Soviet republics accede to NATO, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. They're very, very keen to get into NATO because then they thought they were bulletproof, that Russia couldn't subjugate them again. Now, parts of Romania were part of the Russian Empire, say in the 18th century. The border's gone back and forth. Moldova was part of Romania for much of its history. The attack by Russia, taken by Russia, incorporated the Soviet Union, independent again. There's a Russophone minority, a Russian ethnic minority there in Transnistria, illegally occupied by Russia since 1991. Some Moldovans would like to unite with Romania. All Moldovans can get your Romanian citizenship upon application. And Romanian's their official language. They used to call it Moldovan, but really it's the same as Romanian, and so forth. So did this Russian drone strike Romania by accident? It could have been. These things are not absolutely accurate. Russian military technology is second rate. And of course, people miss in war. They accidentally hit, you know, civilians sometimes. They accidentally kill their own side. Most bullets, most drones, most shells miss. But it could have been deliberate. Were they doing it as a warning to Romania? You'll get some of this. And it's come perilously close to Romania before, just like I think it's near Lithuania. Some of the Ukrainian drones have somehow been diverted by Russia to hit this other country. But that meant they had to fly over Belarus and so on. I suppose, is it Russia saying, well, here's some of your own back and you think this war isn't going to cause you any damage? It is. You're going to suffer. We're getting this. Have a taste of your own medicine. And the other thing that Russia likes to do is to test boundaries, to cross your boundary by an inch. And a bit more, and a bit more, and a bit more, and to see how resolute you are. And if you say you've crossed the boundaries, and no, we haven't, lie, no matter how irrefragable the proof, until there's a firm reaction. And NATO is typically vacillating, hand-wringing, not being firm. Now, Romania's denounced this. Russia hasn't even denied that it was their drone that hit Romania. They haven't confirmed it either. But normally they would say, lies, it was the Ukrainians who did it, just like it was anybody else apart from them who murdered Alexander Litvinenko. It was anybody else apart from them who tried to murder Sergei Skripal. They come up with the most preposterous theories, pump them out there. They got their shills. They're enough polizni idioti or fall for these kind of things. So the president of Romania, Nicu Șordan, when he took office a few months ago, said, the drone was maybe hit by Ukrainian air defense, which shortened its trajectory. Russia's got to be more careful, not be firing anywhere near Romania because it can hit Romania and so on. I mean, it's only a matter of time before somebody gets killed and so on. So a lot of people have to be evacuated from the building. So anyway, the Romanian Air Force had to scramble these F-16 fighter jets, the American manufactured ones. So yeah, Romania is worried about the war spreading to them. Now, not everybody there is sympathetic to Ukraine, who don't like the Ukrainian refugees being there. And that guy, what's his name? Georgiou, who narrowly lost the presidential election, this disputed thing about huge Russian interference to help, and was sort of Romanian Trump, was wanting to withdraw all help from Ukraine. Ukraine's obviously got a long border with Romania, and northern Bukovina is a district of Ukraine, used to be part of Romania, until Romania was forced to cede to the Soviet Union under threat of war in 1940. When the Soviet Union was an ally of the Third Reich. I remember meeting a man from southern Bukovina, as in the Romanian district adjacent to Ukraine, and he had a very Ukrainian accent while speaking Romanian. Goodness. So obviously bad news. And so Romania, what they've done is they've expelled the Russian consul from Constanza, their big port. And there's a Romanian consulate somewhere outside Moscow. Presume the Russians will expel the Romanian consul to hit back. But, you know, these diplomats, they always function as spies as well to show the Russians that you are going to pay a price for this. What needs to be done is also European Union solidarity, more sanctions on Russia because of it, that you will pay a price. if you do these things. If you didn't do it deliberately, you did it accidentally, you've got to be very careful so it doesn't happen by accident. We're going to give more weapons, more financial aid to Ukraine. So therefore, Russia concludes it's not worth it. We better not do this on purpose. We better not let it happen, you know, by hazard, but by happenstance, someone's going to get killed. So as a worrying sign for Romania that Russia is willing to, at the very least, to risk it. And it's going to happen more and more. So is Russia getting more reckless? Because on the Bash battlefield, they're slowly being pushed back. Their casualties are mounting. There was this Dutch estimate of 500,000 Russian dead and about 1.5 million Russian wounded. It's getting worse for Russia. These Ukrainian loitering drones are going over their arterial routes, taking out their supply trucks, their fuel trucks and stuff like that, starving troops at the front of fuel and munitions so they can be more easily driven back. Their success, their first-person drones. So Russia think we can't carry on the same trajectory. We're gradually squeezed out. We've got to do something dramatic to terrify these Europeans into discontinuing military and financial aid to Ukraine. They haven't talked about nuclear weapons for a while. They've cried wolf several times. That's not happening. By the way, if you hear me growling like a dog, don't be surprised. So what do you think Romania should do? Do you think this was purposive or do you think it was accidental by Russia? I'm minded to say accidental at this stage. They'll go a bit further. You know, they've set off bombs in Slovakia. They were, you know, trying to murder people abroad, like they successfully murdered a Russian pilot who defected to them, to Ukraine, and then went to Spain and stuff like that. So they're willing to risk these things now. I mean, he's crossed all sorts of red lines. And so he's got to be disincentivized. There's got to be a realistic deterrent. If you do this, something very bad will happen to you. All right. What say you? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callahan 79 @gmail.com. Goodbye.